Bible to you. It came on my mind, it's been on my mind, and I just want to leave it with you. I'm gonna do my best not to take a lot, make comments very much about it, but it's just what Jimmy's already preached to you tonight, that grace is what reached us where we were and did for us what only grace could do, what only God could do. And he's lifted us up, and he's done something for us that we ought to be excited about, we ought to be thanking the Lord for. It's the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah. 6 verses there. And it's kind of like a psalm that's stuck in the book of Isaiah. It reads very much like the Psalms. These verses are so rich. The writer here, Isaiah 12, verse 1. He says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee." That's what we've heard tonight. And that day is the day that the Lord has awakened us and delivered us. Whether it's talking about an Old Testament deliverance, whether it's talking about a New Testament deliverance, or if it's talking about a deliverance today, this verse applies to that day of deliverance that God gives you. And just think about how many days we've had where he's delivered us. He has delivered us, he is delivering us, and he will yet deliver us. The Apostle Paul writes. He says, "And in that day thou shalt say," when the Lord delivers you and he allows you to see it, makes you aware of it, "thou will say what? O Lord, I will praise thee." That's what we heard tonight. Brother Jimmy desiring to praise him. Why? Because he didn't leave him where he was. He came to him where nobody could reach other than the Lord, and he lifted him and he lifted us, and tonight each of us. These first 3 verses talk about thee and thou. It's singular. It's talking about us. It's something we are to say to ourselves. This is something that's talking about us and the deliverances God has given you. How good is it that God not only gave you life, but he allowed you to know you have it? He allowed you to know I'm with you. Yeah, he allowed you to know I love you. He allowed you to know I've always loved you. You've not only heard the gospel, but you've been blessed to believe the gospel. There are some people who heard the gospel who really heard it naturally, but never were able to hear it spiritually. If you're able to hear it spiritually, it's because he gave you that. He blessed you with that. He says, "I will praise thee." Why would we praise him? Because we see how good he's been to us.
Amen.
That'll make you feel like the preaching won't get too long, the seat won't get too hard. I'll just hang right in there because God's been good to me. And if he can suffer on the cross like he did for me, I can suffer just a little bit here in this world. I can suffer a lot if I need to, because he gives me the strength to do that. You know what else he promised you? That in all the afflictions you have, you'll never have more afflictions than you have comfort. That as sure as you have afflictions, you're going to get comfort. So you can glory even in afflictions, knowing God's going to comfort me.
That's right.
I got trouble coming, but I'm going to be okay. Tribulation coming, I'm going to be okay. You know why? Because as my tribulations come, so will my comfort. And when he gives us that, he gives us that so that we might be able to comfort someone else with the same comfort God has comforted us with. I don't have to go through everything my son went through to get comfort from knowing God comforted him through the afflictions and blessed him. I think we got all a little piece of that tonight. And how many times have we heard preachers come from Alabama and Georgia and all over the United States, and from wherever they come, God calls them, God qualifies them, and they share with us sometimes the trouble they've been through so that you can get that comfort you need for the trouble that either you're going through or you're about to go through or you've already been through. You know who knows that? The God of heaven.
Amen.
He wrote this book knowing that.
That's right.
He moves preachers to preach knowing that. If we follow him, he will give us that comfort. He says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee." I hope that's what you're saying tonight. And that's a very personal thing. Notice he says, "I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me." That's what Brother Jimmy was talking about. When we think about what we deserve, it would be right if God would cast us away. You know what the wages of sin is? Death.
Yeah.
You know how many of us have sinned? All of us. You know how many have come short of the glory of God? Every one of us. You know which of us would have changed that had we been left up to us? None of us. We would have continued on that because that's all we would know and that's all we would do. But God came and arrested us by His grace, and He turned our life around, and He put a new song in our mouth, weaving praises unto our God. Brother Cohen came in tonight. I said, Brother Cohen, you look happy. I'm glad you're here. He said, yeah, I'm here to hear about Jesus.
Amen.
I don't believe he was just saying that to make noise.
No.
I believe that was his song tonight.
Amen.
You see, the Lord can be your strength and not be your song. Let's read what he says. He says, though thou was angry with me, thine anger is turned away. You know why his anger is turned away? Because he took that anger and poured it out on his only begotten Son, so that the price that was necessary to be paid was paid by Jesus. Every stripe that I deserve, every pain that I deserve, every bit of the torment that would have been mine and an eternity of separation from God in hell was put on the back of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He carried it and nailed it to the tree of the cross, never to be remembered against us anymore.
Amen.
His anger is now turned away. Isn't that good news tonight?
Yes.
We don't face an angry God. We face a loving, merciful God. Though He would be right to be angry with us, He's not, because His anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. I got comfort tonight when I heard the preacher. I got comfort. I got comfort. Got excited. I need to be excited. I need to be stirred up. The last verse says, cry out and shout. Daddy wouldn't have missed that verse. He'd have told you all, you need to cry out and shout.
Right.
Why are you sitting there so quiet? Why are we like bumps on a log sometimes? Why are we afraid to make a little noise? He said, the Bible tells us to cry out and shout. Sometimes I want to be a little more proper than that. Listen, we've got a Lord who's worthy to be praised. We've got a Lord, you can't cry out too loud. You can't say it too much. Your song ought to be to give Him honor and praise. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. That's a little child of grace that's living in the Lord's church, in the kingdom that He's put here in this world. God has blessed you to see it, be a part of it. Many of you for so many years have been so blessed. You ought to be happy. We ought to be happy. He says, behold, verse 2, God is my salvation. That's not a question. That's not a qualification. That is a fact.
Right.
God is my salvation.
Right.
And then because He is my salvation, I will trust Him. Are you trusting Him tonight? He is your salvation. You ought to trust Him. You trust in Him tonight? If you trust in Him, that's evidence He's your salvation. Because He's given you faith, which is a fruit of the Spirit. That means you got the Spirit. It means you're alive. And so you ought to live for Him. You ought to raise your children to the very best of your ability and the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that is to follow His Word. Because God is your salvation. I will trust and get this. Not be afraid. Not be afraid of the sounds at night. Not be afraid as a little child gets afraid so often. And I think of the little children get afraid, and I think of myself. How many times did I get afraid? Time to preach, and I'm afraid. Time to go visit the sick, and I'm afraid. Time to go to the doctor, and I'm afraid. Time for anything, and I get afraid. Why would I get afraid? Listen, I've got a God who is my salvation. That not only means He is my Savior, which He is, but He's my safety. He's my security. He's my doctor. He's my help. He's my life. He's the bread of life. He's the fountain of living water. He's the light of the world.
Amen.
He's the good shepherd and the great shepherd. He's the way and the truth and the life.
Right.
He's the true vine. He's all that we need. He's our all in all. Why in the world would we be afraid tonight? We got a great God who loves us and has loved us before the foundation of the world.
That's right.
So come what may, whether joy or sorrow, be my portion, pain or death. I'm telling you, we have a God who's our salvation all the time. He says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. That's the message of the gospel. He says, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. That tells me He's all sufficient. That tells me He's the eternal God. It tells me He's immutable. He does not change. He's not going to change His mind like the world does and go another way. We can trust in Him. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. Get that. He's not only my strength, He's my song. He's already my strength. I should make him my song. That means I ought to go out of here singing that song. I ought to go out praising his name. I need to do it better. He says, he also has become my salvation. He is my salvation, but when you realize he's your salvation, he becomes your salvation. That means you feel it. You know it. He's with you. Verse 3, and I'll just stop with that. I want you to read them all. I'm going to read them all. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, here we go, everybody, together. We say this to one another. Praise the Lord. We say that to one another. And we say, call upon his name. That means you pray to him. And he says, declare his doings. That means you preach him. You talk about him. Preachers are not the only ones that can preach. Preachers are to preach from the pulpit, but y'all are to preach from in your homes and in your life. What do I mean by that? That means the gospel that you hear declared from the pulpits by ministers of the gospel, you're to put it on and you're to wear it in your life as you go out into this world and you share it with your children. Amen. As the Lord opens the door and gives you the ability. Don't tell me grandmamas can't tell the truth to their grandchildren, because I've seen many of them do it. Yeah. Don't tell me good granddaddies can't do it. Don't tell me little sisters and little brothers can't help you along the way, because I've had too many phone calls and too many times when I was about to give up where brethren have been sent to me that were not preachers of the gospel, but they sure preached to me. You know what they shared? The truth as it is in Christ. And it's a sound. You know what the sound is? God, your salvation. That's a sound.
Amen.
And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings, that is his counsel, what he's done among the people, among God's children. That means others of God's children outside of this little assembly.
Right.
Make mention that his name is exalted. We're to praise him. We don't have a little God. We don't have a weak God. He didn't preach a little God tonight. He preached a great God. That's who we serve. Sing unto the Lord. Do you know that's not a request? He's not giving you a good suggestion. He's not saying maybe if you can sing real well, sing.
That's
if you can carry a pitch, sing. He just told us to sing. You know what you're to sing with? You lift up your voice and praise and honor to God, but it comes from the heart. Speaking in your heart, psalms and hymns and spiritual song, and make melody unto the Lord. And you don't know how much the Lord can take whatever talent he gave you and multiply it, multiply times. Some he might give one, and you say, well, I'm not going to use my little one talent. Don't be like that. Because if you bury it in the ground, he may indeed take it away from you and give it to someone else who will use it. He'll have his name glorified. What does that mean? That means the best you can, you praise him. The best you can, you make mention of his name. The best you can, you talk, you call upon his name. And he will take what you use, he'll add to it and multiply it. It'll be a benefit not only to you, but to others of God's children. He says, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. Y'all believe he's done excellent things? Has God done excellent things? You go outside and look at the sky tonight, even if it's cloudy, you can say he's done excellent things. Look at the trees that he's made. He's done excellent things. Look at the world he's created. He's done excellent things. Look at that. I saw a bald eagle today as we were traveling, and I thought, boy, he did an excellent thing when he made that bird.
He did.
And, you know, but you could say the same thing about a sparrow.
Yeah.
You could say the same thing about a ladybug.
Yeah.
You could even say the same thing about a stink bug.
Amen. Amen.
Little Elliot got fascinated. He thought he found a ladybug on a little plant, and he grabbed that little ladybug, and he was carrying it home. And when I reached down and picked that little ladybug up, that thing stunk so bad, I said, I don't know if that's a ladybug or not. I took a picture of it, put it on my app to find out what it was, and it was just a baby stink bug. Do you know what? He loved that little stink bug just as good. That smell didn't bother him a bit. He just kept right on playing with it. I say the Lord's done excellent things, don't you?
Amen.
He made everything for a purpose and for a reason.
Amen.
It served. Sometimes I wonder what the purpose and the reason was.
Right.
But he does all things by his own power, by his own might. He's the Jehovah. He says, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. That means it's not a secret. And then he says, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. You know where he's at tonight? In the midst of thee. Isn't he sitting on the right hand of the Father in heaven? Yes. He's making intercession for us. But he also said, where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. If he hadn't been here tonight, I sure have been deceived. I'll tell you what. I don't know who is that I've felt. Who is that I've heard? I don't believe it was Brother Jimmy. I believe it was the Lord using a dear brother that wouldn't be able to do anything without him. I don't believe it was just you singing. And I see these little children singing. I'll tell you what, I thank God for it.
Amen.
Because I know without the Lord, they wouldn't be singing. You wouldn't have brought them here for them to sing.
Right.
Wouldn't have been anything in it. Don't belittle one of those little things, because you know, they are blessings. Let your memory run just a little bit. How many times have you been in those places you know the Lord is here?
Yeah.
He's with me. Sometimes it's at church, but not always. At church. Sometimes it's when you're in your closet at home praying to the Lord, and your heart's broken, you don't know what to do. You don't know which way to go, and you think it's all over. Have you been there? Have you felt that? And he's reached down and reminded you, I am your salvation. I am your strength. I am the one who's taking care of you. And then you say, oh, I'll praise you, Lord. I'll praise you. May we go out of here tonight wanting to do it better. Who knows, this may be our last night. This may be our last. The Lord may come before we get home. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We do know this, he's coming. When we see him face to face, what a glorious day that's going to be. Whether it's in death or whether it's when the Lord comes. I remember Brother Tommy Roundtree saying he didn't want to see the undertaker. He was looking for the uppertaker. He was longing for the uppertaker to come. Carry him out of this old troubled world. We have a glorious, wonderful Lord. May the Lord bless us to serve him, to live our lives in a way to honor and glorify and praise him. He is in the midst of thee. He's in the midst of this little church. And may we praise him and honor him better and better as we live here in this world. Talked a lot more longer than I thought I would on those passages, but pray the Lord be glorified and honored. Anything good, give him the praise and the honor and the glory for that. Encourage you to read that, and study that, and all the other things you've heard tonight. Anything, you got a hymn. What number? 363. 363. Amen. Some glad morning. When this life is o'er, I'll fly away. We're going to stand and sing 363. As we do, we publish the open door of the church. Whether it be with this church, any sister churches represented, we give you that opportunity and privilege to let your feelings be made known of a desire to unite, follow your Lord in baptism, whatever is on your heart there. We'll give you that opportunity to let your feelings be made known to the church as we stand and sing 363, I'll Fly Away. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Just a few more weary days and then shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye bye.